Well, brother, my title is Being Watchful. And what do you think the next word would be? Prepare. Watch and prepare. We're living in a times where there is so much going on in this world in so many different ways that the Bible speaks extensively on being watchful. Let's turn to Ezekiel 33. I'm just going to do a little touch base on there. There's a lot in the whole chapter, but we won't be able to do all that. But basically, it's talking about the watchman. Ezekiel 33, it says, "Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, When I bring the sword upon the land and the people of the land, take a man from their territory and make him their watchman." Let's go down to verse 6, as I don't have time to go through everything here. But in verse 6, it says, it's talking about if the watchman doesn't do his job. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Brethren, we find that the ministry and the church are the watchmen. Those who we know, we could see Mr. Shaby and many others talking about world events and things that are going on in the world. But brethren, we are also to do our part in watching what is going on in this world. It's in relationship to prophecy. We are truly living in that what the Bible talks about, the last generation, for when our Savior is about to return, as we can see many things that are going on in this world. I'd like to give a bunch of points of things that have been in the news. Some of it's very simple. Some of it's been around for a little while. And if you want to, you can put on your notes to see how many you knew about. Well, one that I was talking about earlier today was the floods out in Texas that have taken quite a few lives, people's lives and some young children, possibly, the way it looks. The Ukraine war in Russia and what is going on there. And how is it progressing? The United States fighting the Houthis. Have you ever heard of the Houthis? They're a group down near Yemen that have been attacking the U.S. and the ships in the oceans out there, the straits, to cause trouble. Canada is cutting trade with the United States. They basically don't want anything to do with the United States partially because of tariffs and many different things that are coming about. It sounds simple, but it's affecting a lot of our farming industry, tourism. Our farm industry in the country is very devastated because they have nowhere to send their grain to anymore or ship things out to other countries, because now Canada has made it so that they're going to take the place of the United States and sell grain and different things to other countries, where the United States now is kind of falling by the wayside. And tourism is down, I think like 50, 60% or more in Florida especially. Billions and billions of dollars are being not coming into the land of our country. And it's affecting our economy. Violence is rampant in our cities. Have you been listening to the news about all that's going on in Los Angeles and throughout all over the country? Because violence has increased, and the Bible definitely says about violence will increase in the days in the end time. Germany. They don't want much to do with us anymore either in some ways. At least they say is they're trying to put a European military together of the nations of Europe. Does that sound familiar? Does that have to do with Bible prophecy about one big military and so on? So these things seem like they're happening all over. The oceans, even underground in the oceans, there's been things on the news about that, where even the fish and the animal life are moving away because the water is heating up. There's high sulfur coming up into the water. Who knows? Maybe God will allow these earthquakes to come. We know in Scripture that there's earthquakes in many diverse places in different areas. There's volcanic activity throughout the world. There are many things that are going on that we need to be aware of so that we can be prepared and know what is going on. Brethren, let's turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is, well, that's naturally a good place about prophecy and God's word. Let's just highlight a few things in there. Matthew 24. "Then Jesus went out and departed of the temple, and his disciples came to show him. the buildings of the temple. Oh, before I go, be sure to grade yourself. If you got 50% or a little under, well, you failed. Maybe we need to be watching the news a little bit more, see what's going on in this world so that we know what we're doing and preparing for the return of Jesus Christ. And in verse 2, it says, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say unto you, not one stone shall be left here upon another, and shall not be thrown down." Let's go down to verse 4. Here Jesus Christ is answering a question. He says, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not here yet." Not here yet. "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places." If you think about it on the news, there's been a lot of measles and chickenpox and many other diseases that seem like they've been wiped out in our country that are making a comeback. "All these things are the beginning of sorrows." And then let's go down to verse 14. "And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads this, let them understand." So you see, a lot of these things that I've just read in Matthew 24 is really talking about a lot of things that are going on today, and even greater and more intensity than it has been even in the last 10 years. We know that Satan is a deceiver. We know that from the beginning of time, even with Eve. She was deceived, and ever since then, mankind has gone astray and gone the wrong way. Satan is the great deceiver. You know, we've been warned. We are being warned through Scripture. You don't have to turn there, but in Luke 21 and verse 36, it says to "watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man." Brethren, do we really know what's going on in the world? That's the emphasis of my point to the sermon, to really emphasize that we need to really be watching, because our salvation and what we do in the kingdom is going to depend upon that. We have Scripture of what to look for. The Scriptures are full of what we are to look for, and that there is of what relates to the return of Jesus Christ. Are we watching? Are we preparing for that day? If he came tomorrow, can we say that I was ready for it? I know I don't know how to answer that. I'd like to think that I would be ready for it, but maybe I need to always have a greater thing to do to improve my life to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. If we don't watch, as the old saying, we'll be left in the dust. Matthew 25 goes to show the parable of the 10 virgins. We can turn to Matthew 25. I'll just go there. I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to talk about it. But Matthew 25, it talks about the foolish. Let's go back. I wasn't going to turn there, so I'm sorry. I got a little lost. Let's just start at verse 1, 25. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight the cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming out to meet them." You know, they weren't really ready. They weren't prepared, were they, for the return of Jesus Christ, is what it is, and for what we are to learn here today. As our lamps full, are we asking God for more of his Holy Spirit, asking him to guide us and direct us in the things that are going on in this world so that we can draw closer to him and grow in faith and knowledge of his word, and to be ready for when that time comes to our change in the resurrection or at the change when Jesus Christ returns. We must be prepared, knowing God's words in these end time events. So let's be watchful. And as was said, we do not know when Christ will return, but we must be diligent and with zeal to be ready at all times. Watching is mentioned a lot of times in Scripture, or the word meaning to watch, such as Mark. Mark has much to say about this. We can take look in, I'm just going to go through it a little bit, but turn to Mark 13, and I'm just going to make a certain points here in verses. Mark 13 and verse 5, it says, "Take heed, lest anyone deceive you." In other words, take heed is basically be alert, be watchful, take action. As we know, Satan's a pro at deceit, and we must be watching. And in verse 9, it says, "Take heed yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils and in the synagogues, and you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before the rulers and the kings for my sake, for the testimony against them. Brethren, we know when we were baptized that these things can happen to one of us, but we need to be close to God and have the faith to be able to endure those things that may come about. In verse 22, it says, "False Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs of wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." There have been people claiming to be Christ. And we look at the Pope, you know, he's what, the vicar of Christ in place of Christ? I mean, if you greet the Pope, they expect you to kiss his ring. This is not the thing that should be done. He's claiming to basically be Christ, to be God himself, because he's in that position. And the world is deceived, isn't it? Verse 33, "Take heed, watch, pray, and you know not when the time is." Verse 35, "Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master will come at even or at midnight." Verse 37, "And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." We can see the scriptures truly mean business, don't we? There are strong warnings for those who God has called and for all of us who are sitting here today. I'm going to be closing. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3 and verses 2 through 3. Chapter 3, verses 2 through 3. And it says, "Unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead." And what verse 2, it says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God." Remember, he's talking to the church of God. Find your works not perfect before God. "Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I come unto you." And in verse 14, "And to the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Wow, that is pretty serious, isn't it, brethren? We really need to be watching and drawing close to God and be on fire, be on zeal, have a great urgency to be close and growing and believing God's word and growing in God's word. I'd like to close now and turn to 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. And what is it saying? Real simple. It's saying, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. We really do have to be brave and strong, don't we, brethren? Because there's so much going to happen in this world that everything that we have here, even today in our homes and everything around, I know this sounds like gloom and doom, but it is God's word. That may not exist. It's not going to be that easy down the road. So we really need to be watching and heeding God's word and changing our lives to be ready and to prepare ourselves. So, brethren, we must be active in the news and heed the warning and of our watchmen. Our ministry is a warning us and to the world. But we also are to be watching ourselves, as I said to begin. So, brethren, let's be prepared by being very watchful and watch what's going on and preparing ourselves for the return of our Savior, Jesus Christ.